the Slido History Podcast. Today we will be talking about Egon with my co-host
Allie Staub.
Egon was probably the nastiest of all serial killers, but he wasn't really a serial killer because to be a serial killer you have to kill more than three people. Egon only killed two, but he's technically considered a person that's disgusting and nasty and hateful and nasty.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby! Don't you put that on us!
Because he dug up over 15 bodies and they were found in his house. In 1940, Ed's dad, George, died of alcoholism. And 4 years later, Henry, his brother, died while fighting a fire. His mother died 2 years later. And after that, Ed was left alone. And he sealed off one room of the house and the kitchen and left them the same. And he no longer worked the farm, but he got government pay.
I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing, and it was everything that I thought it could be.
And he was a handyman around the town.
Egon also stayed to himself. No one knew that he spent hours obsessed with sexual fantasies and reading about the female anatomy.
Mapoyan, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
The human experience formed in Nazi camps also fascinated him. His mind filled with images of sex and dismemberment, and as mental images emerged into one. Another loner was longtime friend of Gein, whose name was Gus. Gein told Gus of experiments that he wanted to perform if he needed bodies. The two of them began robbing graves and for the needed of bodies. The same scenario went on for more than 10 years. This included removing Gein's mother from her grave. The experiments with the corpses became more gruesome and bizarre over time and included narcolepsia and cannibalism.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Gein's obsessive fantasies centralized on overpowering desire to turn himself into a woman. He could construct items out of the skin of the body and that he could drape on himself, such as female masks. He even made a complete body-sized female-like jumpsuit. He also made furniture and household items out of skins and carcasses and bones.
Very bad feeling about this.
His first murder came on November 16th, 1957, when he entered the hardware store owned by Bernice Warden. He had been there over 100 times, and Bernice had no fear to him. She probably thought he was just removing the .22 rifle from the display rack just to look at it and buy it. But after he put bullets in it, he killed her and placed the body in the store's truck and returned to get the cash register and then drove the store truck home. The warden then searched for him and found... which the warden was also Bernice Warden's son, and then started searching and thought of him and saw a store receipt that belonged to Ed, and so he searched his place and found his mother hanging from the shed upside down, decapitated. Gein was then arrested and put in prison, and after searching the house, they found over 17 bodies that had been disemboweled and had been turned into furniture and whatever else that he had made. And that's pretty much it. That is the history of Ed Gein and his nastiness. And this has been the Slido Podcast. Thanks for listening. Ta-ta.